welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angelo and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello and happy Wednesday. In today's Wednesday episode, we are going to continue on with the same topic from last week. So for those of you that can't remember or haven't listened, it's collocations with which begin with the preposition in. And if you missed last week, you should really go and check it out so you have a full list of collocations that start with the preposition in.
Okay, and our first one is a really nice one to start with, and it's in love, which is to have strong feelings of affection and concern to someone. So you just really care about them. And so many people first fall in love in high school.
Mm-hmm. So we can say fall in love, which is the action of becoming in love. Or we could just say,
I'm in love with my partner.
I'm in love.
Exactly. Okay.
Next we have in one's life. And this means to be a part of someone's life. For example, my golden retriever is the best dog I've had in my life. So we're talking about your whole life, and in this period of my life, it's the best that has happened.
Exactly. And our next one is in person. And this means to physically do something rather than using technology to do it. So the example is, you should talk to her about it in person. Don't text her, which is really important nowadays to deliver some news in person, because it's so easy to send a text, but you know, you appreciate it.
Or some things that maybe we've realized in the past year due to the global situation is that some jobs can only be done in person, when some jobs you don't need to do in person, right? So next we have in prison. And this is a building where convicted criminals live. And maybe you're talking about someone and you say, oh, yes, we don't talk anymore because he's in prison. So it means that the person is in the physical place of prison and they're serving their time.
Okay, our next one is in private or in public. So if you do something in public, you do it in front of other people. Whereas if you do it in private, you're doing it without other people watching or without other people knowing. So the example is, you should criticize your employees in private and praise them in public.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have in return, which could also be in exchange. And it means a response, exchange, or reward for something. For example, the hackers asked for millions of dollars in return for not releasing people's financial records.
Wait. Okay, and our next one is in ruins, which means a state of complete disorder or disintegration. Sorry, that was a difficult word for me to pronounce. And our example is, the city was in ruins after the hurricane. So it was just completely destroyed by the hurricane.
Next, we have in season, and this means about a food, typically a fruit or a vegetable, something that has grown and it's available at a certain time of year in question. For example, blueberries aren't in season right now. The only ones you can get are imported. So if you're trying to be economical or to eat local, you would only eat food in season, which means some parts of the year you'll eat something and other parts of the year you'll eat something else.
Exactly. Our next one is in shape, and this means to be in a good state of health and fitness or to be in a good condition. So our example is, lots of people are trying to get in shape for summer.
Next we have in stock. And this means that an object or something for sale is available in this moment for immediate sale. They have it in stock. So, for example, you should call the store to see if the jacket you want is in stock. And maybe if you've ever shopped online, you might have seen it written out of stock. And that's the opposite. So in, out. It's out of stock. They don't have it.
Yeah. Okay. And our next one is in the dark, which means to be in a state of ignorance or when you don't know something. And our example is, I have no idea what they're planning. They always keep me in the dark. So my friends were planning something, but they didn't tell me what they were planning to do. So I was in the dark.
And this is usually negative. We wouldn't say this like positively, like, oh, I don't know what's happening. I'm in the dark. That doesn't really sound right. It's usually when you are being left out, mm-hmm. you are in the dark about some information that you either need to know or you would like to be a part of. Mm-hmm. Next, we have in the mail. And this is if something in the mail, it has been posted to you and it's in the hands of the postal service right now. So for example, the check is in the mail. You should get it in a couple of days. So something has been sent, but it hasn't yet been received.
Exactly. I've put it into the post box mm-hmm. and the person who it's going to is just waiting for it to arrive. Our next one is in the middle of something, which means that you during something or something is happening. And our example is, I'll gladly help you with your homework, just not in the middle of the football game, if you're really into football.
Next, we have in touch. And this means to have contact with someone or be in communication with someone. For example, how many of your friends from college do you keep in touch with?
Okay, and next we have in traffic. And this means to be in a vehicle, but you're not moving or you're moving very slowly because there's a lot of vehicles on the road. Maybe it's also because there's been an accident, or normally there's a cause to be in a lot of traffic. And my example is, I listen to podcasts in English when I'm stuck in traffic. It's a good way to practice.
It is a good use of time. Next, we have in trouble. And this means to encounter a problem or to be in the middle of a problem. For example, make sure you know the laws before you travel to a different country. You don't want to get in trouble far away from home.
Absolutely not. Our next one is in tune with, which we use to is when you have a good understanding of someone or something. So if you're with a friend and you're in tune with them, it means you think very similarly, you have the same taste. And the example is the mayor has been criticized for not being in tune with his voters. So he doesn't know what his voters want, or he's thinking very differently to them.
And next we have in use. And this means that something is being used. For example, some planes made in the 70s and 80s are still in use today.
And our last one is in writing, which means to be written down. So were you able to get the offer in writing? And it just makes it a little bit more official.
Definitely. Most contracts, most documents that are official or binding in any way need to be in writing. And that's it for today's episode and our second episode of Collocations starting with the preposition in. We hope you found them useful and we'll see you again on Friday.
Listening today, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.